Money. It comes with a lot of questions, and Fidelity can help you get answers. Visit fidelity.com/blackwealth to learn more.
The time has come, ladies and gentlemen.
InvestFest, that's right.
That's right. InvestFest 2023 is here.
August 25th, 26th, and 27th in Atlanta, Georgia. We are taking it to a new level. Bigger than ever. This year, we're going to do 20,000 people in Atlanta, Georgia.
I want you to do yourself a favor. Head over to investfest.com right now.
We will have activations from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 days, musical performances, billionaires. Everything is going to be a completely life-changing experience. Vendor Marketplace, Food Truck Village, you know how we do.
Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over now.
Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining. And in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances. It's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for, intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's monarchmoney.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp. HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
I would have never let a person have that much power over my money, my life, over anything ever again. So now I'm in control of my business. I'm in control of my life. And it's mandatory that I learn more about finance business, you know, so I don't ever have to be robbed again by, you know, maybe somebody you think you can trust.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop. Make some noise.
Wow.
Make some noise.
Thank Barry. You. Thank you.
Barry,
this is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. So you guys can take your seats now, if you can.
If possible.
If possible. We don't want to block anybody's view. I would just ask everybody one thing. Obviously, this is one of the greatest entertainers, one of the icons of our generation, of any generation.
Thank you.
Let's get into it, Mary. I want to talk about this, right? Strength of a Woman Festival. It's not something that is easy to put together. When you're talking about selling out shows of 18,000 people, and you got business vendors, and you got multiple different things. So what was the thought process in putting together this festival, and what was the commitment on the time, financial relationships that it took to put this together?
Well, the thought process came from just performing and just watching the women in the audience, how they just, you know, love and respect me and love, and how my music has done so much for them. And just watching them, just sometimes it just was mind blowing how they just, people are crying and passing out, and it just touched my heart. And so to see us all in one room loving on each other because of, you know, me, because of this performance, or because of all the trials and tribulations and things that I've come through, my music is a movement that has touched so many women and saved so many lives. And so the summit is about that. The summit is about what the music has done, you know, uplifting and encouraging and inspiring and bringing us all together to love on each other and to learn self-love and self-awareness and entrepreneurship. And, you know, just so it that was the idea. It came from the concert. And so here we are. It started as a meeting on the roof of the Waldorf Astoria in L.A., between me and my team. And within the next year, it was up and running. So Pepsi and Live Nation Urban are our partners in this, and they came through. And, you know, I really don't have too much more to say, except for here we are right now because of the Mary J. Blige movement. This is all because of the 30-something years that I've been in the music business. And yeah.
The queen. I mean, we've told this to you before, but being kids from Westchester County.
914, I forgot to mention that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Watching your 30-year career, we've watched you as a singer, as an entertainer, as an actress now. I wonder when it switched to you or clicked to you to say, you know what? I'm a talent in front of the camera, but I want to be known as a talent behind the camera, creating your own record label, having your own production. We saw the preview for the movies that are coming out in a few weeks. When did that go off in your head? You know what? I want to do something bigger. I want to be more than just the talent in front. I want to be the one behind as well.
Well, for me, it's never like always I want to do something bigger. It's just observing how, you know, I wanted to be in production, to be a producer, to create more content for our culture, because we never get a chance to, you know, control the narrative of how we're looked at, you know? And so that's what being a producer, you know, is about. That's why I wanted to be a producer. That's why I created Blue Butterfly. And so we can tell stories like the Clark sisters, you know, have them tell their story, have women tell their stories, have us as Black people uplifted in a better light. other than just being, you know, drug dealers and whatever the case may be. You have, you know, these two Lifetime movies that I'm doing right now. And this woman is, you know, Real Love is one of the movies. And she's in college, you know, and she meets her boyfriend in college. And so I never went to college. So I wanted people to see that that's possible. And that's why I'm creating, that's why I wanted to be a producer, to just create more better content for our culture.
So you're obviously extremely talented on the music side, but when you acting, right? Anybody a fan of the Power series? A few people watch it, I see. So how is that different for you acting as opposed to singing? And which one do you like, or what's the differences that you like about?
Well, you can't compare them, because singing is something I've been doing all my life. It's easy. That's who I am. That's what I do. But acting is hard, because you have to take something that's on a piece of paper that are words and turn them into a character. So, and what's really hard about it for me is for this character, I have to dig in some really dark places to go murder these people and, you know, choke my kids and all that stuff.
Yeah, we saw. We saw. Yeah. About that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, but I love a challenge. And I want to perfect the craft even more, because I haven't reached the point in my acting career where I'm like, gosh, I love when I did that. You know, I'm still like, gosh, I could have did that better. That feels funny. You know, so I want to perfect the craft even more. You know, to when I look at Angela Bassett, you know, I feel like that. Like, oh, like how she did that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you walk in these rooms, how is it? Do you want to be respected as Mary J. the actor, or the talent that we know, the queen of R&B? How do you approach it?
Well, I approach it like this. You know, immediately they're like, oh, let's let her sing. No, I'm acting. I don't want to sing. If I'm singing, I'm singing. If I'm acting, I'm acting. I want people to respect me as an actress. You know, it's two different things. You want, you know, yeah.
Have you talked about Angela Bassett and other, have you had any mentors in Hollywood that have helped you? And if so, what are some people?
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that are super amazing actresses, Taraji, Queen Latifah, Angela Bassett, Tasha Smith. They are so confident in what they do. When I call them, I say, yo, I need help. They give me all the tools. I learned so much from Taraji. I learned so much from Queen Latifah, Angela Bassett. Tasha Smith was my acting coach for and still is, and one of my really good friends. So yeah, you know, I have a like even on Viola. You know, when I see her, she's like, keep going, you're doing great. You know, yeah.
Yeah, you talk about mentorship in acting, but I mean, the last time we spoke, you were telling us about mentorship in business. And so a lot of times you get invited to rooms, and if you don't know the person, I got to figure out who these people are, because there's a reason they're in the room, and there's a reason I'm in the room. So let's talk about the spirits industry, right? Because you have Sun Goddess and you have Sister Love Jewelry. Where did that spark in the interest in the spirits world come from?
Well, the spark came from, I was on tour with Maxwell. Maxwell is a really good friend of mine. And Maxwell was about to put his own wine out. And he took me to dinner with him and some Italian people.
Oh, yeah. they, we call them they.
And I was guzzling Santa Margherita Pina Grigio, like, you know, and they were like, Maddie, won't you, you know, do your own wine? And I didn't blink, I didn't stutter. I said, absolutely, 100%. And then right after that, maybe like 3 weeks later, while I was on tour with Maxwell, I found myself on a plane to Friuli, Italy, to meet Marco Fantanelle. And we touched down to his place, and his whole place was the winery. And the rest is history. You know, we put the wine out during the first quarantine of COVID, when everybody was drinking, and we
they remember very well.
we sold it We sold it on wine.com. It was sold out every single, it was just sold out, you know? And so we knew, you know, what my people, what I love about them, they're honest. And if it's whack, it's whack. If it's nasty, it's nasty. They were going crazy over it. So they gave me, you know, people that bought the wine gave me the courage, the confidence to keep going. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. So yeah, that's where that came from.
We actually tasted the wine. Our friend and your good friend, Angie Martinez.
Yeah.
Invited us to 4040. And, we had to sample it.
Of course.
And it's actually extremely good. I'm not even a wine connoisseur. I don't like wine, but
thank you.
I stamp your wine.
Well, now we have a Prosecco.
Yes.
We have a Prosecco Rosé. We have a Merlot. And we have a Sauvignon Blanc. And we, of course, you know, the Pinot Grigio Romano Rosé, the wine, actual wine. So it's just growing and growing and growing. In a minute, we're going to have it in little bottles with little straws.
In the Capri Sun.
So let me ask you this. For people in the audience that are in entertainment or entrepreneurs, the hardest thing to do is to know when it's time to do something else, right? Because you don't want to just run into things. So how do you know when it's time to start a new business in a new industry?
I don't think you never really know when it's time, because ideas or something could come right now. You know, and I do one thing at a time, and then as I keep going, it grows. So I don't think, well, for me, it's not like, oh, it's time to do something. When it comes, you know, it's never really a plan. It's just organic. And then when it comes, then you start planning and you start strategizing. So it's always creative for me. When it flows, it flows. When it comes. And then I bring it, you know, to the team. And then, you know, like that. I mean, for me,
yeah,
that's how it goes for me.
Yeah, it's interesting because as you get more creative and more business opportunities come to you, and this is something that we've kind of experienced, is a lot of business opportunities would come, but we just don't have the bandwidth ourselves to do it. And so do you look at each opportunity as a way to now build another team and employ more people? Or how do you look at the opportunities from this landscape of how can I help?
To build more team, definitely to employ more people, to keep people employed and to just keep, make it where, you know, I have revenue stream while I'm sleeping, you know what I'm saying? And the money's not, I'm just not working so hard. And, you know, one day I'll just be, you know, sleeping, $1 billion check could come, you know, because I have businesses out there, they're going. So everything is a plan for the future and a plan to just not have to work so hard. I hope I answered the question. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You've talked about in the past where you had to go on tour to pay alimony to your ex-husband. I don't know if the number is correct. I Googled. I saw it was like $30,000 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
correct us if we're wrong.
So looking back on it in hindsight, what would you have done differently when you first got married in terms of shielding your assets?
I would have never let a person have that much power over my money, my life, over anything ever again. So I'm in control of my business. I'm in control of my life. And it's mandatory that I learn more about finance business, you know, so I don't ever have to be robbed again by, you know, maybe somebody you think you can trust, you know what I mean?
So do you think that it was more so just a lack of education, somebody playing on you not knowing things and then purposely?
Yes. It was a lack of education. And it also was just trusting people to help you when you don't know. And you hope that they're going to help you and not steal from you and lie to you and just try to take control over your life. So, yeah, exactly. You hope that people would help you when you don't know. And a lot of times what happened to me, they rob you, you know? So it's best to get education so you don't have to depend on anybody to control your money or to help you, you know, to help you keep your money in a safe place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, keeping your, I mean, we spoke about this a little bit early before you came on. It's important to make money, but it's more important to keep the money.
Yeah.
And so we've had plenty of conversations with people in entertainment. And the one thing that they always talk about, and Fat Joe spoke about it, Steve Harvey spoke candidly about it, is paying taxes.
Yeah.
So
check it out. Speaking of taxes, I owe so much money. I never thought I was ever going to get out of debt. I'm out of debt now.
Money. It comes with a lot of questions. How do I save? Where should I invest? Can I build wealth to pass on? It's hard to know where to get the answers. That's why the people at Fidelity do what they do. They make it easier for you to get information to make better money decisions. They've got articles and videos, tips and apps, and insights and perspectives that can make planning, saving, and investing less stressful. And when you want to talk it through, there's a real person on the other end with real answers. Helping people is what they do. And as a part of their $250 million Invest in My Education initiative, Fidelity is supporting eligible students from underserved communities in the Boston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Raleigh-Durham areas by combining scholarships with ongoing assistance, mentorship, and better paths to post-graduation employment. Want to learn more? Visit fidelity.com/blackwealth.
But I owe millions, like hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. And I think, right, you know, I lost my train of thought. Go back to this.
So we were going to get to that. So the lack of education around that, right? Mm-hmm. As you're getting this large sum of money, you're accumulating it.
Right.
How are we even getting educated? Who are we surrounding ourselves to protect ourselves to make sure that we are paying taxes? Is it a financial advisor, somebody in our team?
A great business management team. And you have to have, now I have the wisdom. Now I look at my payroll, that's not my money. My taxes are not my money. My tithes are not my money. So I'm like, pay my payroll, pay my taxes, pay my tithes, all of that money, I don't even want to see it because it doesn't belong to me. And that's how I was moving, period. I was moving like that, period. But nobody listened to me. When I was married, I was like, pay my taxes, pay my tithes, do everything. And then, you know, they didn't listen to me. So, you know, but he was in control of everything. So he wasn't going to, you know, we don't want to do all of that. But, you know, that's how I do. Those things are important to me. Payroll, taxes, tithes, anything that, you know, if anyone's doing a service, you have to pay them for it, you know, and you have to call people back. You know, sometimes people just want to, you know what? Oh, okay. I'm going to get back to you. It's not always so much about, you know, people, vendors beating your door down because they, you know, they're just being aggravated. They just want to know that you are acknowledging them if you owe them money. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you don't call people back, it creates a bad image for you. It creates, you know, chatter that you don't do business properly. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, those things are important to me now.
So this is Strength of a Woman's Festival. And a lot of times when we think about prenups, it's always from a man's perspective. Like a man wants his wife to sign a prenup before they get married because he has more money. But there's not always the case. Sometimes in your situation, the woman could be the breadwinner or the woman can have more money. So what are your thoughts on prenups and how would you approach it or what advice would you give as far as for a woman that may be wealthy, well off, and they're looking to get married?
Get a prenup. Because I didn't have one. And that's why I ended up having to just give everything away. Because it's so whack right now that men, you know, can come at you and get, and get alimony. So when I was getting a divorce, I was like, you mean to tell me I gotta pay him? And he cheated and he lied and he stole and, you know, not to get all petty, but you know what I'm saying? You mean I gotta pay him for cheating and lying on to me and ruining my life? So yeah, and the law is you have to, you know, so I say get a prenup, cover yourself up. Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. Mary, my wife is here, so baby, I love you. So you said you're debt-free, and we see the success of Strength of a Woman. We talk about the spirits industry, but something monumental is happening in your music career. You're now an independent artist. So let's talk.
Congratulations.
I mean, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the feeling, the prompt, the, you know, how you feeling about this?
I feel like I'm flying sometimes because I was so low. I felt like I had anchors and, you know, I just was low. And I felt like I owed everybody everything. And now I don't owe a label nothing. I could just put music out. I could just do whatever I want. It's liberating.
Hey, DJ, you're supposed to drop Just Fine when I ask how she's feeling.
So, as far as a lot of artists these days are selling their catalogs, that's like very popular, right? How do you feel about that? And would you sell your catalog?
Absolutely not. No, it's too valuable.
So when you say it's too valuable from just you personally, or too valuable as far as there's not a money, there's, you got to come with billions of dollars for your catalog?
I don't think the catalog, once you sell it, you're going to spend that $1 billion. And you'll never be able to get those babies back. Like, those are my babies. They literally came out of my womb. I'm not going to, maybe later when I get older, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, right now, I wouldn't do that. No.
So I see there's a lot of brands that are here, Pepsi being one of them. We talked about Live Nation Urban. When you're looking for a strategic business partner, what are you looking for in a brand that is, it qualifies them to work with somebody of your caliber?
First thing is, do you know me? Because you can't help me sell me if you don't know me. You can't sell anything from my brand if you don't know me. So the first thing is, do you know Mary J. Blige? What is she about? Because then you're gonna be full, you're gonna be all the way in with me, and you're gonna go hard with me to get things sold, you know, or to market me the right way, or to market whatever we're marketing for Mary J. Blige. Right? So the first thing is, you gotta have history. You gotta know the history of me so we can do the business.
So we was with the good brother Swiss a couple weeks ago, and we had a conversation about you. Versus. Would you do a versus?
No.
Why not? Why would you not want to do that?
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
I love Swiss. I love Swiss. That's my friend. That's my brother. That's my people. I just don't care about no verses. I don't want to be up there. Who got? And it's no disrespect. I just don't care. Like, I don't need to say I had the high. I know I have some of the hottest records. I know I got a crazy catalog. I don't need to be like, your record, my record, session.
Well, let me ask you this. Just from an admiration standpoint, if you ever had to dance with somebody, who do you have anybody that you would say, this is a counterpart that I really appreciate their music and I would love to have some level of...
I mean, there's so many people that have great music out there. I mean, there's so many women that have just catalogs, you know? So, I mean, I don't have to... I don't like the putting everybody up against each other. I don't like it. I mean, I could just put my shit on and just walk away. Take that.
Oh, your shit.
I could put the What's the 411 album on and just walk away.
I'm going to be honest with you. And thank you for protecting me, because I mentioned somebody, he protected me. Thank you, Rashad. But we had our CEO with us, and he was like, I haven't really seen Mary perform. I said, listen, you got to go to a show and let I'm Going Down come on, and just look around and watch what happens to the audience. y'all know.
Yes, yeah, crazy.
We saw a little bit of it last night.
Earners, what's going on? Listen, EYLU is relaunching, revamping, retooling. That's right, we're creating a new educational experience that's more expansive. Shadi, tell them what we got.
Yes, 2023. We got a lot in store, a lot planned for you guys.
So you know that EYLU already includes monthly financial planning calls with me, book club calls with Troy, real estate calls with MG the Mortgage Guy, access to the home buying blueprint, volume one and volume two. Part of the revamp will include 27 local chapters from across the United States, live interactive teaching, hands-on, not just pre-recorded videos, plus 15 brand new curriculums.
The biggest just got bigger.
Head over to EYLUniversity.com. That's EYLUniversity.com. See you there.
So shout out to the 411, shout out to Share My, shout out to all the albums, number one.
Thank you.
But you brought up the 411, and somebody, it made me think about this guy who was integral in that process, Puff. And outside of the music, he's been a major figure in your life, especially in the world of business. Can you talk about some of the mentorship he's given you outside of music?
I mean, let me just start from the beginning. When I met Puff, he was ambitious, a go-getter, and I was just a little girl from Slovan that was scared of success. But this man wasn't scared of no success. He wasn't scared to be fly. He wasn't scared to be seen. And he was the opposite of everything that I was. So just watching him was encouraging to me and taught me a lot. And he was always about, he wanted the success more than we wanted it. He wanted our success for us more than we wanted it. So, I mean, he just gave me a lot of confidence. And, you know, and at that time, you know, he gave me a lot of confidence in my music. And, you know, he was like a, yo, you going to get out there and bust their ass. You going to get out there. And, yo, you going to do that. And it was just like, okay. So he made me, but my personality was very like this, but he really helped me a lot. He really, you know, picked a lot of the right, you know, samples together. We did a lot. I mean, it wasn't no, you know, it was just organic. And he was just Puff Daddy, like the same Puff Daddy you see today is the same Puff Daddy he was then. And he was so, he wanted it for Mary, for Joe to see, for all of us more than we even wanted it. So, man, you know, that's you know, he helped me sustain.
So, your music has become the soundtrack to millions of people's lives, millions of women's lives, from the ups to downs, from 92 to 2023. When you go to all around the world, how does that feel when they connect with you on a different level? It's like a spiritual level, like you've helped guide them through, you know, heartbreak and breakups and divorce. How does that feel for you to play that role?
It feels good, and it's a responsibility because I'm not doing anything special. I'm just falling and getting back up. That's it. I'm just falling and getting back up. And in my getting back up, sometimes I'm laying down longer than what I'm supposed to. But I get up, and I come out on the other side. And so that's really all I've done, you know? So I say, when people like, you saved my life, I'd be like, well, you really need to give that credit to God for giving me the strength to get back up.
So we talked about the spirits, we talked about the production, we talked about the acting, obviously the talent in the field of singing. I'm looking at Dom Pooh to your right, and I'm thinking to myself, if Dom's in the room, there's more business to come. And so I'm wondering...
100%.
Right? We know. So what else is on the vision board for the Mary J. Blige empire? What else is on the vision board? Like, what else do you see? Like, that's something I want to tackle. I want to get involved in that business. Or that's something that I can see I can add to the portfolio.
Well, the boots are coming.
Whoa.
Everybody's like, what's up with the boots?
Hey.
That's the next thing.
Said the boots?
Yes, the boot line.
The dancing is sold separately, though.
Huh?
I said the dancing is sold separately. Everybody can't dance like you in them boots.
We're not talking about the dance. We're talking about the boot line right now. I just want to get that going because everybody you know, really wanted.
So what are some of the biggest lessons in business and just in general that you've learned over your 30-year career?
Take care of yourself. Go behind everybody, check in on your business, check in on yourself. Just make sure you are in on every single thing. And if they don't know you, then they can't identify you. If they don't have no history on you and what you're doing, they can't help you. So that's really it. Just take care of you.
Yeah, now that, and I'm sure there's plenty of women in here, and we saw a lot of artists at the show last night. Now that you have a label, are you currently looking for talent to put on the label? How would somebody go about that?
Well, right. So let me give you the backstory on why I'm just getting a label. I tried to do it a long time ago, and what I don't like doing is promising people things, and I don't have the money to back it up. So this is my first. Juan Moore is my first. Artists that I've signed, because now I have the money to make their dreams come true. So I don't want to have people come and be on my label and I'm selling you a dream, because I don't want nobody to sell me a dream. So right now I'm just on Juan Moore. I'm on Juan Moore right now, and that's it. If you have talent, you know, if you got some patience, you know, I'll sign you, but you gotta have patience, because you know this stuff don't happen overnight. It took me so long to get my advance when I was on, you know, signed to Uptown Records, but you gotta have patience. And I don't like making people wait and selling people dreams, and people have bills and lives and stuff like that. I want to be able to help you pay your bills, you know. So that's why I only have one artist right now.
Before we leave, this is just the second year of your festival. What is your vision for this festival in 10 years? Like, what do you like to see this grow into?
Man, that we have 70,000 people in the arena. It's like, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I just want it to get bigger and bigger. And I want women to walk away and having their own businesses when they walk away from this, having more ideas, And learning how to love ourselves and self-awareness and just all kind of beautiful. I just want it to be bigger and bigger and all those things.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, we need everybody stand to your feet, please.
Yeah.
Please.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. F*** a mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.